said. Thank you. Not for me. Thank you so much. My first show here in Buffalo. I love it already. Next song, I realize. I've been traveling a lot. We just got back from a 6-week tour in Europe. And first of all, I have to say it's really great. This is my first show actually in the U.S. in a while. And it's so nice. It's really, I can actually tell my stories and you'll understand every word I'm saying, hopefully. Now, Germans are great, so are Dutch, and Italians, and French. But there's nothing like home. This song I wrote, not really understanding where home was at the time. And it's called I'm Almost Home. And I realized after all this time on the road that home is where the heart is.
I'm the boss.
And man, my heart is right here. So thank you. This is for you guys. May you all get home. wheels are grinding down a highway in the dark. Life's useless, these roads are torn apart. And I go blinded, guided by the shadows in my eyes. I lost all direction and the world has gone from me. I'm digging in my pocket to get in someone else's head. What a different story, every solitary mile that I ride. Oh, oh, but I feel like I'm almost home. Oh, I feel like I'm almost home. Sister, my only sister, my big sister. She was an incredible singer, and we grew up two girls with four brothers. It was Dawn, Donna, Dan, David, Doug, Dana. We shared a bedroom growing up together, and she would sing for me every night any song I wanted to hear before I went to sleep. She had this really sweet voice, very pure and clean, unlike mine. I think I sounded like I smoked cigarettes and drank whiskey by the time I was five. What are you gonna do about genetics, right? A few years back, my sister decided to go somewhere else other than this world, and I wrote this song in her honor for my sister Donna, and I hope you're gonna be my choir tonight. That's beautiful. It's called Songbird, Fly Me to Sleep. Just killing time. Turning through the pages one by one. guitar, Tonka. Yeah. To what I call, I've decided, I love her. Can everybody just note that? I love you and you. All right, well, you know where I'm going to take you? To the Church of Love. I grew up in a small southern town, and religion got a little confusing in some of those places. Now, I'm not here to talk about what you believe in. You can believe in God and Jesus or Moses or Allah or Gandhi or who else is there? Ganesh, Buddha, But anyway, just believe in something. So I decided, after the churches told us music was evil, I went a few miles down the road and I found a church where music was not so evil. And a big woman said to me, "Girl, let mama music take over your soul."
Thank you.
Man, thank you so much. I just changed my set list because right before I got on stage today, tonight, whatever, I met Dick and Patty, who had come here for the show. Where are you guys? It's their 38th anniversary. Maybe I'm just really premenstrual right now, but that really fucking makes me crazy. Congratulations. So I'm gonna do a love song I haven't sung in this country in a while. When you love somebody so much that you would actually rather go blind than to see them walking away, that's love. This is an Etta James song.
Thank you.
thinking about your kiss and the way you used to hold me so tight. I saw the reflection in the glass that I held to my lips. In relief, I'll never tear. Even less fear that you saw. Messing up my set list for being spontaneous. One more time, congratulations to Dick and Connie. And Thursday in the Square, the 23rd anniversary. It's awesome. We're psyched to be here. I'm really psyched to see you here. I'm also really psyched to see Robert Randolph. I'm a big fan. We're all in for a treat on that one. Alright, so while I have an English speaking audience, I'm gonna tell you this next song is called Drive, because you know what? We all gotta get where we wanna go, and we're all trying for the same thing. A little word called happiness and peace. Right? So I read this great quote recently, and it said, be kind to everyone who is cruel to you, because they are only trying to be happy. Now, we all know that shit is hard. Somebody's nasty, you want to just... I'm trying to put that into practice, and maybe their husband's dying, maybe their wife is cheating on them, maybe their kids are sick. We never know, right? So let's all drive together!
Thank you.
we ever wrote together. One more time on the guitar, John Diamond. So I'd like to take a moment before we leave the stage this evening. My dear friend, man, we've known each other since we were so little. Well, actually, I was never little. On the bass guitar, Brett Bass from New York City. South, going to the grocery store with my mama, this is what we saw. Oh, yeah. Can I get a little help first? That's all I see. You have no idea what an amazing sound that is up here. Trying to beat the heat, but hell, I grant no favor. Hitchhiked to the bridge with a Bible in his hand. Had to bend my soul just as soon as it lay. Yeah. You guys ready for Robert Randy? All right, how about two more songs? If you don't mind, I'd like to sing for y'all the first and only love song I've written. My mother called me once and she said, well, you know, she said, your songs are a little dark. Can you write anything happy? I said, it's all happy in the end. Then she said, can you write a love song? And I said, okay, Mom, I will write a love song. And I took it very seriously. And I went and I got my guitar and my keyboard and I was trying to write my love song and I started crying. And I thought, well, my mom's gonna get a love song, but it might not be what she had in mind. It's called Misery. Sorry, Mom, I tried. Now, I'm not saying love is miserable. It's actually loving somebody so much, you don't even know why you have to leave. That's miserable. So you stay, because man, you got all their CDs are all mixed up together. You know their friends and family, they know yours, and you're like, fuck, that's a hassle to leave. But you really love that person, and you have a history with this person. And they're a nice, amazing person, and it's not enough. So you wreck a lot of lives. We're two silhouettes dancing through the days and nights. Another year has come and gone. You've held my hand the way I've held your heart so tight. And now we're barely hanging on. Yeah. you guys. You guys make me never want to leave the U.S. again. Thank you. We got one more song. Somebody knows what's coming. I just want to say thank you, all of you, for being here. Then I want to say thank you, anyone who has seen across the universe. Oh, nice. Well, this is a special event. Yeah. Thank you so much. Are you ready for Robert Randolph?
Thank you all. We'll be over for a few.